It's not the first time I've woken up and turned over to an empty pillow. He's been an insomniac ever since we first started seeing each other, and, apparently, all his life. On our second date, he told me he was a thinker, which at the time struck me as condescending, as if the rest of us spend most of the day staring blankly into the distance. I look up to check the time. Adam has one of those tacky clocks that projects onto the ceiling in bright blue neon. He always likes to know what the time is, even though I tell him that it doesn't help with his sleeplessness. It's 7:15 a.m. I'm surprised I haven't been woken by Max yet. He sleeps quite well for a 7-year-old, but he's usually in here by now, asking for breakfast and grabbing the duvet off me. I get out of bed, put on a dressing gown, and walk over to the window. It looks like it's been a rough night. It's still raining a bit, and I can see that it must have been heavy because the lawn looks flooded and the clothesline has been floored by the wind.